Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. Our random article today is Beatrice de Plainisoles. Beatrice de Plainisoles, circa 1274, after 1322, was a Cathar minor noble in the Comte de Foix in the late 13th and early 14th century. She was born circa 1274. Probably in the mountain village of Cazsu. A great deal of information about her life was recorded in the Fournier Register, and she has a central role in Emmanuel Royale Durie's Manchu. Beatrice was the daughter of Philippe de Plainisoles, a noble who was later convicted of supporting the Cathar heresy. Beatrice herself had definite sympathies to Catharism, but also remained attached to the Catholic Church. At around the age of 20, Beatrice was married to Berenger de Roquefort, who was the chatelain of the small, and largely Cathar, community of Manchu. Despite living in the fortress above the town, Beatrice's life was closely linked with that of the local peasants, and there was much intermixing. Beatrice was not in love with her husband, an entirely normal state of affairs, as noble women usually married for economic reasons. Raymond Roussel, who was the steward of the chatelain's estate, attempted to begin an affair with her. When Roussel tried to sleep with her, however, she had him fired. In 1302, Berenger de Roquefort died and left Beatrice a widow. At this point, the villager Pathau Clergy raped her. She declined an affair with Pathau when he pressed her to begin one. Soon, however, a relationship began with Pathau's cousin Pierre Clergy, the priest and the most powerful man in the village. This relationship lasted 2 years before Beatrice decided to leave the mountain village and remarry, wedding another minor noble named Otho de Legolais. He too died after only a few years of marriage. In her older years, Beatrice took up with a young priest, Barthélemy Amiac. This passionate woman was past menopause but fell in love with a priest. She approached him, propositioned him, and the mad love affair began. The priest returned her passion, and they ran away together, were united in a form of marriage, and remained away for a year. After a number of years, this relationship ended as Barthélemy worried he would be placed in danger by Beatrice's Cathar past. He was correct in his concerns, and they were both arrested by the Inquisition and held for a year. Beatrice first appeared before the Inquisition on Saturday, July 26, 1320 at the Episcopal Palace in Pamiers. She had been summoned to the hearing by Jacques Fournier, the Bishop of Pamiers, to answer charges of blasphemy, witchcraft, and heresy. The charge of witchcraft was supported by the contents of her purse, which included a variety of objects, strongly suggestive of having been used by her to cast evil spells, two umbilical cords of her grandsons, which ensured victory in any lawsuit, linen soaked with her daughter's first menstrual blood, men to be drunk by the daughter's husband to ensure his love, frankincense to cure bad headaches, some of the herb rocket, Iruka sativa, thought to enhance sperm quality and sexual vigor, which Beatrice refrained from telling Fournier was meant for her husband the priest, a mirror and a small knife wrapped in a piece of linen, the seed of herb eva, wrapped in muslin, as a remedy for epilepsy for her grandson, a dry piece of bread called tinhole, possibly millet bread, written formulas, and numerous morsels of linen. None of the items, explained Beatrice, was to be used in black magic, that is, divination and the making of mischief. Indeed, René Weiss comments that the Inquisitor Fournier would have recognized the contents as innocuous charms and love potions, except for the bread, which indicated Cathar interests. Beatrice had failed to mention the bread at all. Fournier knew that it must be consecrated bread carried as a talisman. Barthélemy and Beatrice spent a year in prison, and were both released on July 4, 1322, but Beatrice was sentenced to wear the yellow cross forever as punishment, while the priest escaped further sentence. With her husband, she had two sons, Guillaume and Bernard, and five daughters, Condors, Esclarmonde, Philippa, Ava, and Gentille. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as an 1117 UTC on Friday, July 21, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Beatrice de Plainisoles. This podcast is produced by Opus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Opus May Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a weekly current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive, In our sister podcast Popular Wiki of the Day and featured Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.